All right, so we have established that science can bring us a tastier Thanksgiving dinner and help us understand our post-food reactions, but it also helps brewers preserve the beverage we so love to consume as we watch football after dinner. How so? By controlling tiny flavor-changing microbes, Aaron Moselle reports.
On a wintry Friday, thousands of brown beer bottles shimmy towards their final resting place, a cardboard case.
We're running at 267 bottles per minute, filling and capping.
On this particular morning, Victory Brewing Company is sending its Storm King Stout through the brewhouse's labyrinth of conveyor belts. Like all beers, the alcohol is ready for shipping thanks to fermentation, a simple but lengthy dance between two key ingredients, sugar and yeast. The 2 to 6 week process starts with making a malt extract from the starch found in barley kernels.
That wort is rich in sugar, it's rich in nutrients, and when we put that into a tank at the right temperature with yeast, yeast will feed on those sugars and consume the nutrients to make alcohol and carbon dioxide, and that's beer.
Adam Bartles is director of brewing operations at Victory's facility in Parkersburg, Pennsylvania, about an hour outside of Philadelphia. He says from fermentation to bottling, the brewery vigilantly tests for bacteria that spoil beer. Victory says less than 1% of its beer will ever be compromised, and harmful bacteria can often be filtered out before it hits the shelves. Still, the costly risk of a recall looms large. And Bartles says just shipping one bad batch of beer can drown a brewery's reputation.
You know, we're getting close to 4,000 other breweries in the country, and we're selling in 35 states. Somebody picks up a beer in Arizona that doesn't taste perfect, they'll just go to another brewery. They're probably not going to give us a second chance, especially if it's their first chance.
Lactobacillus, a microbe commonly found in yogurt, is often the biggest nightmare for brewers trying to control spoilage. Unlike almost every other bacteria, these consumable organisms can live in alcohol and give beer a sour taste when they produce lactic acid. For brewers, the key is to catch the bacteria way before that ever happens.
If we're measuring lactic acid, the spoilage is too late. It's done. Your beer is finished at that point. You're not going to remove the lactic acid, but you can remove the lactobacillus.
Like many breweries, it can take up to a week for Victory to test for a bacteria problem. The wait can be maddening. In that time, damaged beer could be sitting on a store shelf. This winter, Philadelphia-based biotech company Invisible Sentinel will release a new tool it hopes will keep brewers more relaxed. It's called BrewPal, and it's designed to detect lactobacillus and other lactic acid-producing bacteria in just a matter of hours. On a crisp fall morning, Dr. Kristen Kale stands in a lab high above Market Street in Philadelphia's University City section. Several bottles of beer sit along a shelf in front of her.
It's a little bit strange at 9 a.m. to be opening all the alcohol.
Kale pulls out four white cassettes that look like miniature pregnancy tests. After separating potentially harmful bacteria from a sample of beer, breweries can ultimately pipe a solution onto the cassettes to see if they have a problem, and if so, how bad of one. A single line is negative, two lines is positive.
And the intensity of the test line is proportional to how much bacteria you have in your sample. So in the first sample here, you see a very strong control line up top, and you see a pretty strong test line on the bottom. And if I were a brewer, this is something that would give me quite a bit of concern.
Brewers haven't always paid such close attention to spoilage microbes. George Hummel is co-owner of Home Sweet Homebrew in Center City and writes for the Mid-Atlantic Brewing News. He says prior to the Industrial Revolution in the early 19th century, beer in America typically tasted sour because of bacteria.
If you like plunked yourself in colonial Philadelphia and went to the local tavern and had a hearty mug of colonial porter, you might think it tasted a bit odd.
Today, there are a few styles of beer whose flavors intentionally harken back to that era, but they're not wildly popular. Hummel says you can blame or praise sanitation for that. Advances like refrigeration and stainless steel instead of wood brewing vessels enabled beer makers to create more refined, varied, and approachable flavors.
And the brewer is able to dial in the flavor that they're looking for much better as well.
And all with unbelievable consistency. That's something to toast when you pop open a cold one on Thanksgiving, or, you know, right now. For The Pulse, I'm Aaron Moselle.